W4DJW Mobile.
DJWW1RAR.
1RAR, W4DJW. How are you doing this beautiful Saturday afternoon?
We are doing good, Dave. We're doing some running around. But other than that, can't complain.
We're looking all morning to clean up after the debris that was left all over the yard from the hurricane. It was a bunch of sticks and leaves and limbs and a few trees. But got it all cleaned up. Worked from 8 o'clock this morning till just a little while ago to get it all done. And I feel a lot better about that now.
Did our front yard, the backyard. I got to pick up an air filter for the tractor and probably an oil filter because it was starting to run a little rough. So I got to do that stuff, and then I'll do the backyard. But that sounds like another chore for tomorrow.
My wife there, while I was about to wrap up, she came out. She had to make a trip out to the post office and back. And when she got back, she started working on her car. So I was done. I was spent, but she wanted to wash the car. And with this COVID stuff, that car's just been sitting outside in the weather all year. So it had some hard to get hard to remove, like mildew kind of like on the surface. So had to put some elbow grease in that. I was already wore out and had to do that too. And then she started wanting to wash the house, and I said, okay, that's enough. It's time to eat lunch.
It's a little too cold to wash the house and get wet, have that spray back at you. I think it's still a little windy out there too, no?
Yeah, always work to be done. We can do that tomorrow. There is never a lack of work to be done. I've got some weather damage on the trimming around the outside of the house that needs to be replaced. I got some wood. I just need to cut it up and put it on, or take the old stuff off and paint it and put it on. But there's things like that always. There will never be a lack of honeydews.
Mine is sitting next to me, shaking her head. I could only imagine what she's thinking. Thank God she's not saying anything, but she's shaking her head. Hey, are we sounding okay? We just put this radio in the truck. We got a new truck, and we just put it in a couple days ago. We've been listening, but this is the first time we said hi to anybody.
Yeah, good. I am I'm in my wife's car. After we washed it, it was behind, so I just took it to go pick up lunch. And it doesn't have a ham radio in it. So I was sitting here waiting my turn in line and thought, you know, I do have a radio. I just pick up my cell phone. And so I'm going in through the cell phone. Through the Echolink, and you sound fine to me on Echolink. I don't know if you can tell. There is a little bit longer of a delay than normal.
I heard that, the little delay, and that's why I was wondering if there was a problem maybe on my end. But, okay, makes me feel a little better that it's Echolink's problem, not me, it's mine.
Yeah, fine. Your audio is good. From what I can tell, the signal strength is fine. It sounds like you did a really good install. What kind of radio did you say that was?
My same Yaesu 857D. And I did purchase a new Tar Heel antenna, but we're working off a little magnet mount, 2-meter 440 antenna.
That's a good radio. I've got the brother to it. The 897D, it's a little bit bigger, and that's just because it's got room to put a tuner or some batteries in it. But I think other than that, they're the same radio, the same board inside and everything. That's a good one. I like that radio. I ran APRs on it for like 3 or 4 years straight, nonstop, 24/7, and it was running a digipeater, so it was transmitting and listening and transmitting and listening. So it got a workout for 3 or 4 years, and that thing still works just fine, like it was brand new.
Second one, first one we had for about 10 years, and then the wife got me a new one for Christmas last year.
Well, me, the one that's in my other car, it's a Yaesu 350R, and they don't make them anymore. They built the 400 to replace it, but boy, is that a good radio. I really like that. I took a Kenwood TM710 or 720. 710 or something like that, which is a really nice Kenwood radio, but when it got hot, It had a remote head, and it set up on the dash. When the head got hot, the screen just went away. Couldn't see it at all. And the Yaesu 350R, that's not a problem. Not a problem at all. It can get hot, and you can still see it just as good when it's hot as when it's cold. So I'm really happy with that radio. It does APERS, and it's got its built-in GPS, too. So it's Yaesu makes some really good radios.
No, they're not making it anymore. So I'm not sure what they're replacing it with. All right, hey, good to hear you, sir. We just made it home, so we got groceries to put away. And I know she won't let me get away from doing that, so have a good one. Hopefully, we'll be around again.
All right, I enjoyed the QSO. Guys, stay safe. I'm going to get my food here in just a few minutes and go home and eat and rest.
You have a great day.
W1RAR, W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW, W1RAR, will be clear.